The stepfather of 10-year-old Marissa Kennedy pled guilty in Waldo County Superior Court today to her murder. Julio Carrillo had initially pled not guilty to the abuse death, which happened in February of last year. The girl's mother, Sharon Carrillo, meanwhile, is still awaiting trial on murder charges. And as Patty White reports, new details about the case emerged in the court hearing today.
Before Julio Carrillo could enter his guilty plea, Justice Robert Murray asked state prosecutors to list what evidence they would have presented had the case gone to trial. Assistant Attorney General Don Macomber spent more than 10 minutes discussing the case against Carrillo, including the fact that two former employers would have testified that Carrillo told them Marissa Kennedy died at least a month before she actually did.
And he produced a death certificate. And he actually obtained bereavement leave from both employers for the death of his daughter.
Macomber also detailed the months of abuse the 10-year-old endured on a near-daily basis for hours at a time. He told the court that the state's chief medical examiner determined Kennedy had 50 known injuries when she died. No one injury from being struck by a belt buckle, mop handle, and bare hands was necessarily fatal, Macomber said, but the, quote, constancy and severity of the trauma and accompanying stress evidenced by her hair loss led to her death. When Macomber finished, Justice Murray asked Carrillo if he still wanted to plead guilty. He quietly answered yes.
He wanted to take responsibility for his part in this.
Outside the courthouse, Carrillo's attorney Derek Banda told reporters that his client is trying to take a positive step forward and accept whatever his future holds. He faces a minimum sentence of 25 years for depraved indifference murder. Don Macomber says the state will seek the maximum life sentence.
This was a heinous crime. It's affected the entire state. And we're glad that he was finally able to step up and admit what he had did to his stepdaughter.
Kennedy's mother, Sharon Carrillo, also faces a charge of depraved indifference murder. Her attorney, Laura Shaw, attended the hearing and told reporters afterwards that the guilty plea validates her client's claim that it was her husband who was responsible for Kennedy's death.
Hopefully, if that will have some kind of effect on Sharon's case, it won't have any automatic effect, but the state might be a little bit more willing to work with us. We'll be asking them to dismiss charges. Whether or not that will happen, I'm not sure.
In recent months, Sharon Carrillo's attorneys have argued that she was also the victim of severe abuse and, combined with her cognitive impairments, was coerced into making incriminating statements to police in the immediate aftermath of her daughter's death. Justice Murray denied a motion to toss out those statements. And Don Macomber says Julio Carrillo's guilty plea doesn't change the case against Sharon Carrillo.
That matter is still set for trial in December. And at that time, the state will introduce sufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that she, like her husband, is also guilty of the death of Marissa Kennedy.
Julio Carrillo is being held without bail as he awaits sentencing on August 28th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.